The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
We are coming to a close this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, but that means we have got to talk to Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We are so excited because coming up next week, oh my goodness, it's the 2013 NFL Draft, and we are short on time today, but we're going to give you a little bit of a tease. We're going to talk about just a couple of players that we will be keeping our eye on. And so, Jason, it's great to have with you, and what's going on up there in Nebraska? Another spring storm? Bless your heart.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just when you think it's going to warm up, Mother Nature throws a curveball, and we've had some snow up here midweek. So hopefully, this is the end of it.
Talk to us about. I mean, who are some of the players that you're keeping your eye on in the upcoming 2013 NFL Draft?
I think it starts with the first pick.
Okay.
In Kansas City, and you know, you're hearing a bunch of different names, but I think they ultimately they go on the offensive line, having Andy Reid there as a coach now, and you have the big offensive tackle from A&M, Luke Jokel, who, you know, a lot of people are not sure if he's cemented in there at that first pick. Usually by this time, you know, a few days before the draft, you know which guy's going to go one, which guy will probably go two. But this is a guy that I think a lot of people just find their way to put him at Kansas City if they stick with the pick. You know, you have Alex Smith now coming in there. You got to be able to protect him. And with Andy Reid as the coach, I'm sure that will be the way that they go. But it's also it's a great draft for offensive linemen and offensive tackles. You've got the kid out of Central Michigan,
Eric Fisher.
Yep, who was just, I mean, impressive would be to slight him, I think, in terms of what he did at the Senior Bowl. I mean, I turned that game on in the practices leading up to that game, and I just absolutely watched that kid just mash people. And it was impressive because you're talking about, or what some people think, you know, it's the best football players, at least seniors, coming out of college football and getting ready for the draft. And he was a man amongst boys out there. So you have him. You have the former quarterback, I think in high school, Lane Johnson, the Oklahoma offensive tackle.
Yes.
Who really is athletic. But I think he's more of, even though he's been playing the position, I think he's still a guy that, not necessarily a project, but he's got to gain some weight, I think, and just continue to learn.
You think Lane Johnson needs to gain some weight? He's 3.03, 6'6".
Yeah, but I still think when you look at him, he still looks thin. I think he's a guy that could probably carry 320, 325, and still move pretty well. You know, it's a big physical game out there. You got defensive ends now. You know, when I played, it wasn't too rare where you'd have guys that were 260, 265, and sure, there's a few guys like that, but you also have those big 300-pound defensive ends, and now you have guys that, or a lot of teams that are playing more of those odd fronts, you know, 3-4s and stuff, where you have big 300-pound defensive ends. You also have to be athletic enough to cover those outside linebackers that step up on the line of scrimmage and are rushing the passer. So they're asking a lot out of these offensive tackles nowadays.
It is a quick segment this weekend with Jason Peter. We're giving you the draft buzz. The draft countdown is on for the 2013 NFL Draft. It's always one of our favorite times of the year, especially for Jason Peter. My final question for you, Jason, is a lot of intrigue around Manti Te'o. Is he going to be a second-round pick, or will he advance to the first round?
I just don't think he's a first-round football player. I was not impressed with him, obviously, like everybody else in the Alabama game. And, you know, you can't say one game defines a football player, but you would have hoped for a better performance against the best. And he just didn't come through there. You know, Notre Dame played a weak Big Ten schedule. I think he's more of a mid-second round guy. If I was a GM, that's kind of where maybe I would pull the plug, but definitely not a first-rounder in my eyes.
We will keep our eye. Next week it all gets underway, the NFL Draft. Of course, this segment is brought to you each and every week by our friends at Mercer Well Service. Jason, Peter, always great to catch up with you. Stay warm, and hopefully the weather will change real soon, okay?
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you next week, Jay. Take care, okay? We're going to step aside, much more straight ahead here in just a moment.